This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We got some bickering going on here between, well, Danny and Russ during the break, but also two former teammates, DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, two former Cowboys. I don't think this one is.
No.
We'll get to you two in a minute.
Okay. That one's all love.
We'll get to that one in a minute. That does need to be discussed. But DeMarcus Lawrence and Micah Parsons, former teammates in the Big D, they traded barbs via social media after DeMarcus Lawrence, the newest Seahawk, did a short video with Hawks Blogger on social medias. And he had this to say.
You know, Dallas is my home. I made my home there. You know, my family lives there. You know, I'm forever going to be there. But, you know, I know for sure I'm not going to win a Super Bowl there. So.
Hey-o! Now he's in Seattle. That led to an exchange on Twitter where Micah Parsons, that man is like, he's like a spiritual deity on social media. He's like always present.
Yeah.
He's always around on social media. I don't know how he finds the time to do this.
I'm sure people send stuff to him. But beyond that, when you're just waiting around to sign your contract, you got time.
Yep. He responded to that with a quote tweet that said, "This is what rejection and envy look like. This some clown bleep doo-doo. Some clown doo-doo." To which DeMarcus Lawrence said, "No, no, 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 no. Calling me a clown won't change the fact I told the truth. Maybe if you spent less time tweeting and more time winning, I wouldn't have left."
Yikes, dog.
Girl, you something else.
Yikes. Holy smokes. Gathering, those two don't like each other. Is that fair?
Sure.
Yeah.
It is undeniable, which means it can't be denied.
They don't think they got along too well together.
Look, man, there's plenty of this stuff in locker rooms. Not everybody loves each other, especially when you're talking about in the NFL. There's just so many more guys and so many more personalities and so much more stuff. And it's look, I'm in NBA locker rooms all the time. I've been lucky the last couple of years in Portland that everybody pretty much vibe with each other. Now, Covington and CJ might have killed each other, or were about to kill each other at one point in time, but that's the last time something got real sideways.
That's the last time the Blazers were good.
Yeah. But I mean, they've prioritized like making sure they got good dudes that are, you know, on the most part, they're good dudes.
Yeah.
Now, they probably need a little introduction of some volatility in that locker room.
Everybody needs a little crazy.
You need to have the right kind of crazy that meshes well. But this is the kind of thing where this almost feels like this is something that's been brewing for a while. This doesn't seem like...
No.
You know what I mean? You know, if Lawrence says this on the way out, it's like, yeah, dude, we all know it. And it's water off a duck's back. But this... Parsons responding publicly makes me think that there's more to this.
No, I think it just might be who Micah Parsons is. Like, he's just a social media lives on there. I mean, instead of shooting a text to him, he just said, nope, I'll do it here.
Yeah.
And knowing that he would see it and probably get a response out of it. I found this to be, both of these guys can be right and wrong at the same time. You know? Like, DeMarcus Lawrence is right.
That team's nowhere close to a Super Bowl, not even close to the playoffs.
And, you know, he left because he was like, we don't have a shot to win a Super Bowl. I'm out. You're totally right. They're not winning a Super Bowl in Dallas anytime soon.
Neither are the Seahawks.
But that is where he's also wrong. He is totally wrong in that. That's why he went to Seattle. Seattle isn't close to winning a Super Bowl.
No, you went there because they gave you the money that Dallas, like, literally could not give you because they have no money to give you.
Yeah.
Which I don't begrudge you, but just say you wanted the, like, the whole Myles Garrett thing. I want to go win a Super Bowl. I want to go where I can compete. I want to go where I can win. I mean, everybody has a, for everybody who fights back against that, it's like, oh, he said that, blah, 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 blah. Everybody has a price. If you're going to get paid as the highest paid non-quarterback in the league, look, I've had these discussions with professional athletes that when you have these earning windows, very, 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 very few people are going to take less than the max amount of money they can get because it's gone like that. And it was like, well, once you get $25 million, how much more do you need? Think about your job. If somebody offered you more money to go somewhere else and the money was crazy, wouldn't you go do it no matter how much you loved your job? Most of you, the answer is yes. And are you going to take less so that your company can be better because you get to work with your friends? There's a few of you that will say yes. But the whole idea of like this,
I think professional sports are different, though, in that
they are. They are. I'm not making a one-to-one comparison.
But if you win a championship, like, you're not winning a championship at your job.
No, no. Right? They're not one-to-one.
But if you win a championship, you're earning potential goes up exponentially.
It can, depending on where you are in your career, certainly. If you're an older guy, that, I mean, Lawrence is what, 33?
Martellus Bennett said it, man. He said it best. He goes, when he won a Super Bowl with the New England Patriots, he said, dude, you get a ring, you get paid. And he goes, that's why I came here. And he played on the cheap, and he won a Super Bowl, and he left, and he got a lot of money to leave. Like, but that's
if
that's
you get the money without getting the ring, that's also a pathway.
Yeah.
Which is what Myles Garrett and Lawrence, to a lesser extent, have done.
That's not what Myles Garrett said today. Myles Garrett did not. He said, no, he is all about winning. Mm-hmm. It's not about the money with him.
Yeah. Uh-huh. You were just seeking a trade, and then you took $40 million a year guaranteed.
Yeah, because that's going to make him win Super Bowl.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's winning, all right.
That'll do it.
He's winning.
That'll do it.
In the bank account.
But also, in this Micah Parsons and DeMarcus Lawrence conversation, Micah Parsons also wrong in that this is what rejection and envy look like. I don't think he is envious of the situation Dallas is in. I don't think anybody in football is envious of the situation Dallas is in
right
now.
I think maybe that's all just projection.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe, and that's why I'm saying.
And so both of these guys are completely wrong.
I think that it might be more than just this comment, but I think that there's probably a little bit of an outstanding beef here that maybe there were some people in that locker room that felt like Micah wanting all this money on top of CD, on top of Dak, is part of the reason why that they couldn't go get it. And he and Micah probably feels a certain sort of way about it of like, well, I earned the X, and he did. And they'll,
Micah Parsons deserves it more than Dak Prescott.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah. But I think that
even Josh Allen came out and said, hey, will me taking all this extra money, you know, hurt us and getting other guys? And so that's why he said, hey, I'm not concerned about beating Dak's, you know, average.
Mm-hmm. Just the guaranteed money.
Yeah. Well, you know.
Yeah. Okay. I'll only take $250 million yeah. guaranteed. All right? Just $250 million. That's all I'm taking.
No big deal.
He's still, what, $5 million a year less on average?
Yeah, on average. Yeah. 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 But look, I'm drawing the line at $250 million, guys. Okay? That's it.
I'll take one for the team at a quarter bill.
I'll take a little haircut.
You know?
$250 billion.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Do you guys know what that money... $250 million in Buffalo doesn't go the same as it does. Oh, wait, it does. More so than anywhere else in the NFL, with exception of maybe Green Bay.
Yeah, man, you probably live like a god out there.
Dude, he can convert like a 20,000 square foot old steel mill into a mansion. Yeah.
Just buy the neighboring town and call it Josh Allenville.
Ooh. Ooh, that is true. Upstate New York probably does have an Allenville, or Western New York has an Allenville. There's an
Allenville.
Josh
Allentown, since they're close to it Pennsylvania.
Does, that kind of rolls off the tongue.
Allenapolis.
No, I mean just the first and last.
Mm-hmm.
Josh Allenville.
Mm-hmm.
All one word.
I'm sure Billy Joel would love it if there was a Josh Allentown in New York.
Mm.
He had a song called Allentown, but that's
I gave you a little.
It's okay. You went more of the deep cuts, it plays deep. On a Yacht Rock Friday.
Yacht Rock Friday.
Allowed.
It all plays.
Allowed. I like this bickering, though. It's what we...
Jerry Dallas.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you wonder why they're not going to win a Super Bowl in Dallas. This orbit of them is why.
It's not like we traded Luka.
Yeah. That would be the greatest. Is if the next move that Jerry Jones made is just like, it's not Luka. All right? What do you want us to do? God. Or he's going to, at some point, mark my words, Jerry Jones will justify the salary cap hell, whether it's Ezekiel Elliott's contract that kind of got them jump-started this situation that they're in right now, or the Dak contract, he will say those two guys, one of them was just as beloved as Luka Doncic, and he didn't want to have that on his conscience, is that Dallas Cowboys fans would have been devastated without either one of those guys. When reality is, I think all Cowboys fans are like, no, man. No, we...
It's all good.
Neither one of those guys is Luka Doncic. Neither one. They're not even close. No. You could combine their skill sets together, and they're still not as valuable as Luka.
It would be like the inverse of... It would be the Cowboys trading for Herschel Walker instead of trading away Herschel Walker. Yeah. That's the closest comparison you can make in that world as it pertains to the Cowboys.
Yeah.
An older, past his prime, over the hill, but still very good player in Herschel Walker.
Yeah.
And then assets that became Irvin, Aikman, and Smith.
Oof. Way to go, Cowboys. I'm glad to... I'm picking up what DeMarcus Lawrence is putting down here. And as this texture points out on the fan text line, they don't have an offense, but the Hawks D is going to be legit. They will be. They'll be good.
They'll be good.
Yeah. Yeah. Under Kings. They're gonna hit the unders. Who knows, though? It's Cooper Kupp Day. They very well could get Cooper Kupp.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
So, I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.